From the time the puck dropped Friday at the National Hockey Center in St. Cloud, it looked like Bemidji State was going to be chasing the Huskies. St. Cloud State opened the scoring first, but BSU responded. Lydia Passolt found the back of the net in her first game back on the ice in over a month.
Offensive faceoff for Bemidji State. Melissa Watkins back out there with her line. Passolt winds up and fires! Welcome back, Lydia Passolt. Passolt puts the Beavers on the board. A sniper of a shot sent back off of the draw by Alyssa Watkins.
Tied going into the second, the Huskies quickly regained their lead. The Beavers would head into the third period looking for a comeback. Bemidji State's response in the third was the definition of Beaver hockey. They won the battles, used their speed on the big sheet of ice, were hard to play against, worked hard, and scored not one, not two, but three goals to chase down the Huskies and win their third straight game.
Here comes Bemidji State's Alyssa Watkins. Watkins inside the offensive zone. Toe drags out in front, tries to put that one on target, a goal! Alyssa Watkins all alone! Drags that one right out in front of the net, taps it through the five hole. The freshman, Alyssa Watkins, out of Duluth, Minnesota, with their first career goal. I'm coming closer, think I figured you out. Driven toward the net, a shot. Big pad save made by Hannah Hogenson. Hogenson comes up huge for Bemidji State. Reese Hahn with a shot and a goal. Found a seam on the near side of the post, and Bemidji State goes up 3-2. Right after Hogenson had made that fantastic save, and Bemidji State's Reese Hunt coming up with a great pass from Paige Beebe. Hunt in the bottom of the right circle. Just slips that one through about an inch past Emma Polesny. Beavers trying to get out of their zone. We'll keep an eye on Polesny and see if the Huskies will take a timeout here. Shot comes in and a goal! Claire Bekich puts the Beavers up 4-2. Wow, Bekich, the WCHA Rookie of the Week. Coming up with a spectacular play. Gabby Smith had lost her footing. Bekich picks the puck up, top of the right circle, drives that one up and over the head of Polesny, and the Beavers now lead 4-2. Unbelievable play. If Gabby Smith hadn't lost her footing, I don't know if that shot would have gone in.
We'll find out soon enough if the Beavs can keep this momentum going and take another 3 points in WCHA play. The puck drops on game two of our weekend series in just 30 minutes between the Beavers and the Huskies, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.